Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
The Bachelorette launched on our screens last night. Fantastic first episode. Very juicy, very interesting. I'll tell you one thing. I'm not used to the word Brooke being on my television so much. Just like my ears just like ping up. It's like, what? What's happening? But she does join us now, the new Bachelorette, Brooke Blurton. Good morning.
Hello, guys.
Now, how are you feeling this morning? Was there a lot of pressure last night? Arrivals are always a big deal.
Yeah, I felt like, that when I think back to that night, such a big night, like huge. And kind of seeing it all, wow, it's kind of like a pinch me moment, right? It's like all happening.
Absolutely.
Brooke, you've been on the show before on the sort of other side of the competition. Does that sort of take some of the pressure off the guys and gals, your suitors?
It definitely plays on my mind. Like, I'm obviously quite empathetic as a person, but I think I'm kind of empathised with being in the same position as them before. So my direction is to kind of make them feel comfortable, as, you know, how nervous I was when I first did it. So that's what I tried to do.
Well, it looked like you did a great job of it. And I do want to ask you, Brooke, you've kind of gone in with the label of being a lot of first. You're the first bisexual bachelorette amongst other things. Did that add to the pressure? Do you feel like you're kind of championing the group?
I like breaking down barriers and boundaries. I think I like pushing stereotypes, to the curb. So I think, I'm okay with a couple of the firsts. I feel like if we don't do the first, we won't move as a society in the right direction. So, I'm prepared. I've kind of taken it and run with it.
And I think even if we don't focus on, I suppose, the firsts and the diversity of this season, what would you like viewers to just take back from it in these next couple of weeks?
I think my bigger messaging really is that love comes in all forms, no matter what sexuality or how you identify. I think a lot of people will see a lot more of a softer version from myself. I feel like, they haven't really got to know my personality in the last two seasons. They've only just ever seen me probably brokenhearted and crying. But I think, they'll see a soft version, but I think they'll see a much more headstrong and determined version of Brooke. And I'm really excited because I've been wanting to show people a different side of me and how proud I am, obviously, of my culture and how I want to fall in love. So hopefully this season does me some justice.
We're really looking forward to it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Brooke, thank you so much for joining us this morning and all the best on your journey to love.
No worries. Thank you so much.
And, of course, The Bachelorette Australia continues tonight at 7:30 p.m. only on 10 and 10 Play On Demand.